teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Second Kings chapter 6, verse 1. And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us, is too small. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there, where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and he said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it, or where did it fall? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it there. And the iron did swim. Therefore he said, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. It's a month of covenant restoration. I will restore, says the Lord, the years that the cankerworm, the caterpillar, all the worms have eaten. From this story, you'll observe that there wouldn't have been a problem at all if there was not going to be an expansion. Hello. If there wasn't going to be an increase, there'd be no problem. But you see, anything God does increases. So before we get into the theology of God, what is God is small. No. What is God starts small. What is God does not remain small. Please go and do your research. What made the Berean Christian different was because when they hear, they go search. When God will create, look at us, look at our numbers on earth. He made only one man. And from that man produced the woman. God will always start small. He may choose to start big. He's sovereign. But it is his character to start small. But he never remains small. So before you say, I'm doing well because the smaller I become, it's a lie from the pit of hell. So if there wasn't going to be an increase, there would not be trouble. So it's always at the point of your increase that your troubles begin. You say, how do you know? Oh, in the Garden of Eden, after giving him the woman, and he put him in the garden. Or even before he gave the woman, when he was making the garden, I will put him in the garden. He gave just one instruction. Keep it. Tend it. So produce it and protect it. If you're going to produce it, it will increase. And that was why there was trouble. Acts chapter 6. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was what? No, diminishing. Then what happened? There was no complaint until there was multiplication. Against the Hebrews by the Hellenists. So the first trouble we ever saw in the church was because of increase. And thereafter, go to Acts chapter 7. Oh my goodness, we got trouble. Come on, the next chapter. 7:1. Then said the high priest, are these things? So go ahead.
And he said, men, brethren and fathers, hearken.
Thank you. You know who the high priest was asking the question? He was asking Stephen. Come on, are you here with me? Why? Because the church has so much increased that even those we never knew had anything were now manifesting the signs and the powers. They thought it was only the apostles, but suddenly they saw even those called to serve tables. Oh my goodness, it's like this thing is exploding. So the likes of Stephen, the likes of Philip, the likes of Prochorus and Nicanor, oh my goodness, they came out and were like, whoa! Let me tell you this, church, there are people you don't know sitting beside you. Bundle of fire. The devil is in for a bad time. I and the children, God has not, we are for signs. In our generations. Are you boasting? Please, you can complain to God if you want. I'm saying what God has said. And what, see the end of this? Stephen was killed. Hello? Talk of increase. And the troubles that the devil throws in the path of increase. First, there was the complaint. Then they solved the problem. Then that exposed these people. Then the leadership was swept on them. Killed Stephen. Go to Acts chapter 8. Now, Saul was consenting to Stephen's death. At that time, a great persecution arose against... Come on, help me. Which was at what? And they were all, tell your neighbor, say, are you going through stuff today? Say, are you going through something today? That is very, very likely to be the threshold of your unusual increase. See, the devil does not come except to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So if there is nothing to destroy, why will he come after you? If there is nothing to kill, why will he come after you? If there's nothing to steal, why will he come after you? So you don't need to despair. Rather, you should rise up with joy in your heart because your increase has come. In the name of Jesus. Or do you sometimes just find an attribute in yourself that you know, this is not me. This is strange to me. I'm not a thief. I'm not a cheat. I'm not a liar. What's this? Is the devil trying to suggest something else to you to cut down your increase? So please, don't be too hard on yourself. Rather, turn over and turn to Jesus. And you see, the devil will flee in terror because your increase has come. That was what was happening. Now, look at the story. The school of prophet was started by Elijah. But by the next generation, under Elisha, there was an unusual increase. Initially, it was just in one place. Now it has expanded. It was in Jericho. It was in Gilgal. It was in Bethel. That increase. Has anything ever been committed to you? If anything has ever been committed to you and instead of increasing is dying, go back to God. That's not God. Whether it's in your place of work as an employee or in your own business or in your family, is your family dwindling? I don't mean death physically. Is the love of God dying in your family? Is what you have with your wife dying? Is your marriage in... Come on. I think it's time for assessment. Don't you think so? Because anything God creates increases. And don't just take anything and assume it's normal. No. We are super normal. So the normal should not be our standard. Rather, we superimpose our supernormality on our normal lives. That's why we are light in our generation. Gross darkness may cover the land. That means that if people are darkness, then you are light. Don't you know that? He who commanded the light to shine out of darkness is shining through from your heart today. Isn't that what the Bible says? Glory be to God in the highest. I say, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. So, the increase had come and they went to him. But see, the thing about them is this. They recognized that that place was too small. They were sensitive. They were alive. They knew that there was capacity for more. So, Let's go make a bigger place. If you don't know that there is capacity for growth, you will not desire it. The devil, you know what the devil does? He beats you so much that you think that life is normal with small. Life is normal with failure. Life is normal with poverty. Life is normal with sickness and death. No, sir. And so they went. And the amazing thing is this. Everybody was involved. You know, sometimes I'm wary of people who just want to be part of the system and yet not part of the system. They are part of the system if there are glowing reports. But when there are responsibilities to meet, no, they stand aloof. And they are usually the first to criticize. In the body of Christ, it's not so, sir. It's never so, ma. The Bible says, he descended into hell, then he ascended into heaven and gave gifts to men. Some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. And why did he give these gifts? Why did he give gifts to men? Why did he make gifts of men? One, for what? The edification of the saints. What of the ministry I want to say last? For the edification of the body, for equipping the saints. So if you're a pastor, you are a prophet, you are an evangelist, you are a teacher, and you are equipping nobody, you are a fake. That's the truth. If all we see is the big man or the big woman and the people around you are the small rats, you are a fake. If it is God, your very nature will equip. For the equipping of the saints, for the edifying of the body, everybody. And for everyone to do what? The works of the ministry. Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. For the equipment of the saints and the work of the ministries, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come to what? The unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed around by with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men. Many people are being manipulated by men today, all in the name of ministry. Hallelujah. By the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head. May grow up into all things with the head, Christ. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. That's the place. Every joint supplies. And that was the demonstration there. Every joint supplies. So if you are in a church and you don't supply anything, you volunteer for nothing, you get involved with nothing, you are shortchanging yourself. And the kingdom of God is what you use that is multiplied. Let me say it again. It is the seed you scatter that will multiply. How do you scatter seed? Use what you have to benefit somebody else. When you're using it to benefit the body, somebody is gaining, they're working into their own fullness to supply their own for the entire body. What I realize more than anything today is very few people get involved in church in terms of contribution, their time, their resources, their skills. Very few people. True. And those people, God just keeps on multiplying them. I can stand as a servant of God for the past 30 years. I will testify for every day of the ministry, I've seen them from nothing. Pew! I stand to be judged. I've seen it. And I've seen people who just not doing anything. And instead, what you see is all they can get. I tell people, you don't have to be a millionaire to to be a contributor. You are first a giver in your heart. And you'll be amazed that your one kobo will mean much to God than 1 million of another person. People don't understand. I don't understand why people are losing that quickly. Some people will stand before me and I wouldn't wonder. But you can afford what you are trying to put the church through. What if you did it and even helped somebody else? But now you're trying to save yours to just see what can. That's not the way it works. If you truly don't have, we will rise up. That's why we're here. We'll support you. But when you have and you are hiding it, you want to store up what you have. Do you know the best way to do it? Take out of that which you think is not enough and sow something and watch. That's the principle of the kingdom. That's the way I have come to know Christianity all my life. Everybody was contributing. Don't stop that big man because of your canal application. That huge person in the kingdom, let them go through the motions and the processes so that they can become quickly. Don't keep them there by the little change you're giving them or largesse you're giving them. Praise the Lord. So they all went and they were cutting. As they were cutting, something happened, ladies and gentlemen. What happened? They were cutting. Everybody was felling trees. Everybody. As they were felling trees, something happened. The axe head broke off. One prophet's axe head, or one son of the prophet's axe head broke off. And that was where the whole drama was played out. At that point, he shouted, "Alas, master! It was borrowed." What was borrowed? The axe head that broke off. Really? The implication on the project, the whole project, came to a standstill. One person losing an axe head. The whole project came to a halt. Perhaps you don't know what I'm trying to establish today. Fountain is at another level. I say we are at another level. In the name of Jesus. And you know my advice, in the name of Jesus, or my counsel, in the name of Jesus, say, what is it? Jump on board. Get on the train quickly. In the name of Jesus. Looking unto Jesus is a personal thing. It does not compare how much you are looking, how much she's looking. You look. If you look, you shall see. It doesn't allow me time to say, look at how she's looking. Look at how he's looking. No, no, no. You look. And for everyone who looks, it's obvious. There's a song that says, look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It is recorded in his word. Hallelujah. And it's only that you look and live. You will live in every area of your life. The thief comes not before to kill, to steal, to destroy, but I've come that you may have what? Life! Live! But you're constantly looking. When you are looking, you have no chance. See, envy, strife, jealousy, they don't even come near you. Why? You are busy looking. And the Bible says the more you look, the more you become like. Come on. Glory be to God in the highest. The best of you is yet to come, is yet to manifest in the name of Jesus. So as they were cutting, that fell. So the work stopped. One. Number two implication. That man that lost the axe head was about to go into slavery. Because you must return that axe head. If you cannot return what you borrow in that culture, they will seize you for hard labor until you pay. You will pay. You will work and for your wages to pay. You say, how? Remember in 2 Kings chapter 4, the prophet's widow, the prophet had died, and the man was owing so much before he died. When the creditors came, they said, pay. He couldn't pay. They said, give us your two sons. She ran to Prophet Elisha. He said, please help me. So number two implication, slavery. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes. He said that you will go borrowing, you are a slave to the lender. That's the Bible. The borrower is a slave to the lender. So that man, why would he say, alas, it was borrowed. Say, oh my goodness. That means my school of the prophet's training will stop. This building will stop. I'll go into slavery for many years. The implications are many. Hallelujah. Another implication, my cutting edge is lost. Now, with this in mind, I want, because I know today is a special day. Remember, it's our month of restoration. At this point, the question is, what have you lost? What is it that is hindering your progress in life? What is that if God does it today, you are made? For some, it's a health problem. You're so scared of your health. For some, your children, maybe losing them to the world, prostitution, drug addiction, cultism. For some, it's your marriage. You don't understand your husband anymore. The language your wife is speaking is strange. For some, your passion for Jesus is gone. Say, ah. He said, return to your first love from the height from which you are falling. You knew the way you were, but suddenly your Christianity is lukewarm. It's like it doesn't matter. Really? You know, sometimes I sit down and I say, oh my God, I can see the Lord moving. But am I dropping anything? When I say drop, I mean I want to drop all those things that are hindering me. But I don't want to drop anything along the way that he has given me. I believe that this morning, at least one person will retrace and find their steps back in the name of Jesus. We can get used to messing up with the things of God. Then we will never get to messing God up because we will never succeed. And yet, he's so merciful. He's just waiting for that time. So what is it? Be assured this morning, in the name of Jesus, he says, I will restore. That's why I know today is special. Sometimes I'm praying and I see people and I see what the devil is doing between husband and wife. I see. And then, wow. And they won't see. They can't see it. They don't know. I see what is happening to someone. And the next thing they're saying, this person is going through this. I'm like, God, have mercy. When we talk of the spirit of wisdom and revelation, it's real. Take me back. He will restore. He said, you will eat in plenty. Amen. And you will be satisfied. He said, is that the way those things? Why would David say he prepares a table? What's a table? Writing table? Ironing table? What kind of table? Yeah, before me in the presence of my anoint my head with oil. So look, I'm not looking dry like bread in winter, exposed bread in winter. No, I'm decked, I'm groomed, I'm in the presence of my enemies. My cup runs over. in the presence of God. You will eat bread without scarcity. And you will be satisfied. He says, then I will pour out my spirit. And it was a prophecy about now. It was a today's prophecy then. And the truth is, it's yours. Whatever you have lost, I have come as an oracle of God. There's going to be a recovery in the name of Jesus. And so he shouted. And that stopped the work. And he was scared of going into slavery. And of course, of losing his own cutting edge. He said, oh my goodness. Then the prophet rose up to the occasion. He said three things. The first thing he said, where did you lose it? If you are not ready to come to terms with where you lost it, how can you know when you recover? If you don't think you've lost anything, how can you? The person that lost nothing can recover nothing. Where did you lose it? Where? It was Kate Nkrumah. He said, I remember the day. I can take you to the place where my restoration happened. And when she was saying that, she'll be crying. And glory of God will cover the entire congregation. Where did you lose it? In the flowing sea? Somebody said, that pours into the Dead Sea. If ever that thing flows into a Dead Sea, you can never get it. Where did you drop it? All he could do was in the physical to say, this spot. You should know where you dropped it. Was it when you entered into that hotel? When you entered into that store? When you got employed in that company? And from the day you got in there, something happened? Or when you became friends with this person? Every friendship is a new beginning for you. You don't know that. The person, what's your company? They either take you higher or lower in Christ. Any friendship that will take me lower, may I not even see it. No matter how beckoning or how wonderful or how sweet, I don't want in Jesus' name. The older you become, the more of Jesus you know you need. Where did you lose it? Here. So what happened? He caught a stick and he threw it there. Magic? No. And the iron swarm. We are dealing with the creator of all things. Who made the water? Who made the iron? Who made the axe? Who made the axe head? Who made the son of the prophet? Who gave the project? Come on. The time to trust God is now. So, why did he do that? Please listen carefully. This is important. 1 Corinthians 12:7. I want you to see this. But the manifest, shall we together? Kairos is given to the pastors. It's given to the prophets. So the manifestation is given to you, to me, to everyone who is born again. Can I be frank with you why I'm saying this? Because if you don't use what you have, you cannot compete with your cultists. The ritualists. They depend on their own power. But you have a superior power. So please wake up. It's given to all. What did the prophet do? The prophet employed the gift of the Spirit. Most of the prophets in the Old Testament will operate either gift, three things particularly, design of spirit, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Most of them. But we have nine. And it's not limited to the office of the prophet today. It's for all of us. Some may operate more than others. May operate from two more than the rest. Maybe from three more than the rest. But everybody can operate in all. Depending on how the Spirit wants it to work. Because the gift of the Spirit is operated by the Spirit in the Spirit. have come to tell somebody, let the Holy Ghost be the Holy Ghost in our lives. What did he do? Word of wisdom. Mary Lake gave me the privilege of this, talking on this same thing. Say, what is word of wisdom? What is word of knowledge? A revelation of facts. A divine revelation of facts about the matter and the situation. So it's information. What about wisdom? A divine revelation of actions to be taken. So what he did was a revelation of cut a tree, put it there, and that's it. The same way, give me the boy's mail. Bless it. Go ahead. No, Jesus just did it. No. He said, it's only what I see my father do. You're talking of innovation, creativity. Where is the core of it? When the whole system was made, do I say the whole worlds were made by the word of God, by faith. So, what's your problem? What's my problem? The gifts of the Spirit is given to all to benefit from. Let me tell you how he reads in the Message Bible and in the Passion Translation. I read it here. I said, the administration of the Spirit is given to each one of for us for the profit of all. This is the era of the Holy Spirit. Please, I'm begging you, always, capital A-L-W-A-Y-S, always. Dealing with your wife, dealing with your husband, dealing with your children, dealing with some impossible friends, dealing with the devil, always, Holy Ghost. That's the privilege. That's what separates you from the world. Listen to the Passion Translation. Each believer is given continuous revelation by the Holy Spirit to benefit not just himself, but all. You're a Superman. Can I be frank with you? God have mercy. If you are not able to discern your environment, you are in trouble. And please understand, you discern evil as you discern good. You discern good, you discern evil. Nothing takes you by surprise. Let the Holy Ghost! What defines the age of grace is the Holy Spirit. Hear the Message version. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Every believer, don't look down anybody. My prayer today is that you will discover and maintain it. Where did you lose it? Here. It's because you want to recover. That's when you can. The prodigal son, the verse said, he was going down, farther down, farther down, farther deeper, until he came to himself, said, but I'm a son. In my father's house, it was the day you took the decision to leave your father's house that the trouble started. I will arise and return. I say to someone here today, you are returning. Yeah. In the name of Jesus! Every lie of the devil that has beclouded your mind and your situation, I destroy in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. I say, rise and get into your destiny in the name of Jesus. The first thing he said is where. The second thing he did was he cut a tree and he threw it. The third thing he said, pick it up for yourself. God has done all he has to do. You have to want it enough to stretch out your hand and take it. Is somebody hearing me? Otherwise, you let the devil keep on playing ball in your turf. It's not up to God anymore, it's up to you. Is there anybody here who is saying today, the devil is in trouble in my situation? Jesus. Sometimes you feel justified No. It's what the Bible says. How dare that man? How dare that woman? How dare? Look at what she's doing. Look at what he's doing. No, the devil just got you. Maybe never get in the name of Jesus. It's not up to the devil. It's not up to them. It's up to what God is saying. Will you pick it yourself this morning? Lift up your hand and talk to him. Begin to take it now. It's your restoration. It is your restoration. It is your restoration. It's the thief that comes to kill, to steal, to destroy. He said, I have come that you may have life. Have it more abundantly. Life in everything. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Life. In the name of Jesus. Life. I want you to talk to God. Talk to God. It's not just restoration for restoration's sake. It must be tangible in your life. Tangible in the lives of your loved ones. And all the ones you are called to. It must be tangible in our Nigeria. Through us. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. How? Leave it to God. You believe him enough. Believe him enough to make a move. Our God is a restorer. He says, I will restore. Glory be to God in the highest. The axe head floated. I command every axe head that is lost to begin to flow in the name of Jesus. I say begin to flow in the name of Jesus. I come against every lie of the devil, every accusation of hell, every condemnation and every guilt. The blood of Jesus is against you. Say, lose your holy name of Jesus. He whom the Son has set free is free indeed. In the name of Jesus. It says on Mount Zion, there shall be what? Deliverance. And the children of God will all possess their possession. I believe that there are testimonies already. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Founding of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries of Town Planning Way in Lupeju, Lagos. P.O. Box 698, Shemolu, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you.